Hi, my name is Claudia.
Hi, Njavo here. Welcome to Coffee Talks Tuesday.
So we decided to take a different route today and talk about culture and a few obstacles and benefits which we all face as a consequence of moving from one country to another. We have a special guest today on our podcast.
Hey, my name is Mia. I'm from Indonesia.
It's a pleasure having you here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure for me too.
So, since globalization is a common phenomenon currently, I have this feeling that in Poland we are aiming for the same goal, meaning we want to be tolerant, we support equality, we belong to the European Union, but in the same time, we're like kind of laid back, meaning we want to be perceived as a country that is embracive of other people from all walks of life and cultures, as well as beliefs, but in the same time, we choose to barricade ourselves. I just think these two things are contrary, and it's contrary to what we're aiming and trying to achieve. To give an example, I'm Polish, and I was raised in the United States, and many people ask me, have I experienced a cultural shock going to the United States? Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, I haven't. I just had this cultural shock coming back to Poland. So in America, we were raised from the early ages of our life to be tolerant, to support one another, to be nice to people, to be kind. So saying bless you or hello to everybody or hi, how are you is such a normal, common thing. And then suddenly I came back to Poland. I was 12, so I was like, you know, already like my childhood was over there. I came back here. And then I was walking down the street and my friend was like, oh, Claudia, you don't say bless you to people, to random people that sneeze. Oh, Claudia, you don't say hello to other people. It's so stupid. Or why would you don't know this person. Why would you say hi, how are you? It's like not common. And I used to sing and, you know, I was so always so open. And they were like, no, that's not how we act in this country. So even though I'm Polish, I just have this feeling that the culture shock I experienced was coming back to my own country. Mm-hmm. When I was like, where I grew up first, like in America, right? So from what we talked earlier, you have a very similar experience in Java, right?
Yeah, I mean, like in terms of like cultural shock, I never really experienced a cultural shock like when I was younger, because like, for instance, I had to move when I was around the age of 10. Mm-hmm. And during that period for me, we mentioned earlier, you know, while we're just having a giggle, like we mentioned about, you know, having no expectations. When I was younger, I didn't really have any expectations. So for me, it was quite okay to just adapt to a new environment. You know, there was no pressure and stuff. So when my father got into like the diplomatic service and we had to move to like his first deployment, which was in India, it was not really like, I mean, of course a lot of people find it like a little bit like, they find it like crazy when I tell them that I lived in India, like I spent like quite a long time there. They're like, oh my God, how was it? And I'm like, I don't even know, because like for me at the time, I wasn't really shocked or expecting anything. I was just like, you know what, this is an adventure. I mean, I didn't even think of it as an adventure, but I was just like, you know what, I'm just gonna, like, when you're young, there's no pressure on you. That's just basically it. Like, there's just no pressure. But the cultural shock only came when I moved to Turkey. Like, when my family and I had to, like, get, like, when my father got a transfer and he was transferred to Turkey, that was when the cultural shock came. Because during that time, I developed into a teenager. I was at the age of 16, exactly. So I was more aware of like my environment, and I was more aware of like what I wanted and what I was expecting.
And you already had experience with other countries before.
Yeah, I did.
So you had some,
like, you know, I visited like quite a good number of countries, but like, you know, living in a country and visiting a country are two different things.
Because
like when you live in a country, you experience the culture, like you become rooted in the culture, and also you become part of the society, right? So like right now I'm living in Poland. It's gonna be 3 years in February.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I didn't just visit Poland. No, like, I lived in Poland, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I had to integrate. Like, when you live in a country, you have to integrate.
Yeah.
So, for me, when I moved to Turkey, the hardest part was that, you know, it was new for me. Like, it was really quiet, and I mean, I wasn't really used to that, because like after living in India, everything was like noisy and it was crowded. And then I moved and then I moved to like Turkey, like in Ankara, where it's like so quiet and there's barely any people, and I was like shocked. I was shocked, really. The only thing I did most of my time was go to school and come home, and then I didn't really have friends. I mean, you know, also I left my friends from my old school, so it was really hard, you know. But like the best part for me was the fact that the school that I went to was an international school, so it was easy to kind of meet people from everywhere, you know. So you had something in common that, okay, we're all from somewhere else.
So we all have to like kind of integrate.
Yeah, I mean, we all have to integrate with the culture, but at the same time, we also have like a common basis, right? So like I met people from a lot of countries, to be honest, like the schools that I went to in India and in Turkey. So that was like, for me, that was like my highlight, you know. Mm-hmm. So like that was like an amazing experience, and coming to Poland has also been it's been a challenge, I'm not gonna lie, but at the same time it's also helped me, it's shaped the way I view the world, like it's kind of like broadened my scope, you know, in terms of how I perceive
people. And no one can take it away from you.
Exactly. And it's so beautiful how I can tell you that, like I'm from Zambia, right? So I always tell people, like, I've lived on like three continents so far. Like, I've lived in Africa, I've lived in Asia, and I've lived in Europe. So, which is really, really cool, honestly. Like, it's such an interesting experience, and it's been a ride. It's been quite a ride, but you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything, because it's shaped me into the person I am. So yeah, I mean, I feel like I have talked a lot. So and now our guest Mia, tell us something about yourself, where you grew up and what made you move to Poland.
Okay, so well, actually I never really had a thought of Warsaw before, like let alone Poland in general. Because I was actually planning to pursue my master's in the UK. But as I applied to various universities, and the announcement for Collegium Civitas is coming at the earliest time, so I thought to myself, like, why not? I guess I just like, okay, maybe this is it. Maybe this is the way that I should take. So now it's my second semester here, being about nearly 9 months in Warsaw. And I think it's quite interesting and challenging experience at the same time, because I came with the same like Jawa, no expectation rules. Because I just think that whatever life offers me, then maybe that's the way
that's actually beautiful.
It depends on how you see things. It depends how perspective you choose to see something.
But when you have no expectations, it's the best, because then you can be like surprised in a very nice way.
Yeah.
I mean,
and not disappointed.
Even if you're not surprised in a nice way, you won't be so disappointed. It won't faze you that much, because you didn't really have expectations to begin with.
Yeah.
Because for instance, for me personally, when I first moved here, I mean, it was just nothing for me. Like I just didn't feel anything, because I had no expectations. So
even if
something like bad happens,
not feeling anything,
it's okay, because I have no expectations. I haven't set any like, you know, like unrealistic thoughts in my mind that, oh, I want this thing to go this route, or I want that thing to go that route, you know. I'm just like neutral about whatever happens. Like Mia said, she didn't plan on coming to Poland. The same was the case for me. It wasn't really planned. Because, I mean, just to put it in a nutshell, so I wanted to take a gap year, but I couldn't take my gap year. So during the spring semester, most universities are not open. And for my A-levels, I was supposed to go to the UK. But then, because there was completely no university open, and my parents were constantly on my case to go to uni and not take a gap year, I mean, I had to just, you know, do whatever I had to. And I applied to whatever universities were open, specifically for my major, which is business and marketing, international business and marketing in international relations. So Collegium Civitas happened to be the only uni, and I didn't even look at the country, to be honest. I wasn't like, oh, is Collegium Civitas in Poland? I was just applying based on what I wanted to study. So my mind was open. I set my mind up, and I think it's important to kind of have that approach, to just toss the dice, and you know, wherever it falls, you take yourself there, you know.
And that's how you find everything surprise you.
Exactly. In a good way or in a bad way. So like, you know, in this era of globalization, we all have the right to move, right? So people emigrate to new places. And does the word globalization resonate with you, Mia? Like, how does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I think it is because we are now living in a world like more borderless, and that's how help us to shape the values, and then how we could be tolerant, more open-minded, mm-hmm. accept people for who they are, mm-hmm. know their backgrounds, learn their cultures, even learn their language. Mm-hmm. It's all like an add-up combinations to what I am mm-hmm. dealing with now in Poland.
Yeah.
How do you feel living in a culture environment that is completely different than the one you grew up in?
I think that's an incredible experience for me personally, I must admit. Yeah. Because
you know, completely opposite, right?
Yeah, because but that's how I learned to be tolerant even yeah. more than what I could expect. Mm. Because that's like the direct experience. You met people from different countries mm. and then you make friends with them. That's that is how life could actually tells you something, that there are a lot of things you can learn outside of classes. Mm. So that's like a more daily life experiences.
Real life
and
lessons.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly.
Hashtag. Exactly. So you so you said you never had experience. You never had expectations. Pardon, right? Mm-hmm. So okay. Yeah, I think
that's pretty interesting. So you know, like each culture has its own set of stereotypes, beliefs. And I hope you did not feel this coming to Poland, Mia. Can you tell us about your experience here? I mean, you touched upon it a little bit. Maybe you can just, like, you know, delve into it.
Maybe you can, like, kind of tell us, like, the, what you, like, some, like, you know, in Poland,
particular,
like,
yeah.
you know,
I have, yeah, this is, like, the one that I want to highlight the most, mm-hmm. because, like, as a girl wearing hijab and living in Poland, mm-hmm. you know, it's easy for me to get attention from people. Like, whenever I get to the metro, people were looking at me, mm-hmm. staring from my head to toe, observing and stuff. But I find it just okay. I mean, I don't mind them. Mm-hmm. And besides, from this experience, that more often than not, I could find that Polish people are actually as humble as anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they find out that I could speak a little bit Polish, they would appreciate, even mm-hmm. though like a very broken Polish, like very basic manner.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
actually okay. Today I met my neighbor and I was in the I met my neighbor today and he's so nice. And no,
3 years
like,
later.
legit, like today I actually met him because we talked about this before. And I met my neighbor today, and he's like, oh, he's like, he was funny. He's like, Jindal Rupani. I was like, hi. And then he said something, and then I couldn't really understand. And I was like, yeah, I just smiled back. I mean, like, for me, like, I mean, I do understand what you mean when you say they appreciate it when you at least speak some Polish, you know. Yeah, I mean, it also shows that you're trying to, like, integrate.
Adopt.
You know? Yeah.
To and understand the culture.
Yeah, you're trying to adapt, but also integrate, you know, because integration is key when you move into a different culture.
Yeah,
definitely.
You have to learn to integrate, you know, with the society.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important element that, you know, many of us overlook. Or not necessarily overlook, but we just, you know, we just don't really talk about it. Because mm-hmm. when people fail to integrate, they isolate themselves.
Yeah.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
So, you know, it's important to show that you're trying to at least, like, know the language. I mean, I don't learn Polish,
but it's also
but, like, I just make an effort.
It's also important to have, to develop a strong mindset, like, mm-hmm. coming to a country like this. Because once so. Someone tries to, like, you know, look at you, you can either feel
yeah.
good and happy with yourself.
Yeah, true.
And
or
you can
true.
Just go down and say, hey, he looked at me. Or
yeah.
people stare at me. I don't feel confident. I don't feel
yeah.
well. And, like, you can get, like, depression, you know?
Yeah.
For me, personally, I'm just okay. impervious to, like, people staring at me. So, like, whenever people stare at me, like, you can tell whether it's in a denigrating way or whether it's in a way that, you know, they're trying to, like, applaud you or something, or, like,
mm-hmm.
you know when it's icky and when
yeah.
it's not, you
yeah.
you can tell. But, you know, you have to be impervious to certain things. You don't not everything has to get to you, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So it's important,
yeah.
like you mentioned, is it gonna make you feel good or is it gonna make you feel bad? Just look past it.
Yeah.
People are, at the end of the day, you're in a different society. You have to learn to, you know, to just be who you are and accept yourself
yeah.
regardless.
Definitely.
Yeah,
so
that's a powerful word. It's like, that's how you, maybe that's how even you embrace yourself.
Mm-hmm,
that's how you start
true.
Loving yourself, because
true.
You are different, and
yeah,
that's
exactly.
that what makes you unique and special.
Exactly.
But you have to be also aware that you came to a different culture, so
yeah.
like you have to also have some, like, have this, like, not maybe mindset, like you develop a strong mindset, one, that's one thing, but the other thing is you have to be aware and like say, okay, I know that people can do this,
yeah.
And now I have to know how I'm gonna react,
yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah.
Because I know like a lot of people that just, you know, they, yeah, went to a culture like, I don't like it, and they went totally down, they like, yeah, you know, and that was, yeah, sad.
I think for me, my just to wrap this up, like for me personally, all I would just say is just be impervious to things, because like I mentioned, you don't necessarily, and by the way, when people do certain things, you don't necessarily have to give a reaction. Sometimes,
of course,
sometimes just let it be, yeah, because
let it be.
Be impervious, that's it, you know,
yeah.
Like Mia mentioned, you know, it allows you and helps you to embrace yourself more, so you know, take it, own it, you,
yeah,
know, and just enjoy it. And I mean, I'm sure it's been pretty amazing being here, and
yeah,
you know, I mean, it's taught us a lot, it's taught me a lot in almost 3 years now, and yeah, we're just happy to have you with us today, and it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm so happy to join you, because I was actually a radio announcer, and
yeah,
being here now in this podcast,
yeah,
with, yeah, just bring back memories.
Yeah,
so
it makes you feel nostalgic.
Yeah, thank,
yeah,
you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you guys for listening, and hope you catch us next time. And have a nice
Coffee
day.
Coffee Talks Tuesday.
Coffee Talks Tuesday.
Bye.